I'm going to go back in time a little bit tonight. But also, keep in touch that towards the end of the show, we will rope in Bertie Grobler just for a couple of questions that need to be answered and maybe the latest updates. But if you know the names of Mickey Modisani, if you know the names of Patko Mafani, I don't have to say anything else.
Previously on Marawa Sports Worldwide.
The KZN police spokesperson, Colonel Robert Nejiwunda. Colonel, let me go to Cape Town. Vuyisa, good evening. Welcome, welcome. I believe that you had booked a hotel and flights.
That's correct, Mr. Rob.
Tell me more.
Mr. Rob, this is very frustrating. We have booked flights also to go to the match. The money was deducted from my account. My expectation was to get a ticket.
Let me quickly go to Peter in the East Rand. Peter.
This morning we received an email that they regret to inform us that we will not get the ticket. I paid for accommodation in Durban for four people, for me, my wife and my two boys. I paid for flights, which is the total cost is just minus 15,000. Then they come and lie to us.
Got Colonel Robert Nejiwunda, who's joining me on the line.
If anybody tries anything in and around the stadium, the fact that we brought the police station inside the stadium to carry those who are going to misbehave, we are going to see them on Tuesday.
Hashtag MSW. Hashtag MSW. Previously on Marawa Sports Worldwide. Hashtag MSW. Hashtag MSW.
What else do you say except to say good evening, Patko Mafani?
Hey, Rob. Oh, man, those good old days.
What does it take you back to, Mafani?
Sure, Rob. It takes me to an era of glorious years at Kaizer Chiefs. It takes me to my 7 years at Kaizer Chiefs, where I never felt like I feel now. Because then we went to games, and I would call press conferences, and I would go around the country and advising branches of our supremacy. And the fact that I never go to cup finals being an underdog. Yeah. Then. No, I was never an underdog.
Yo, okay. Before the fight starts, let me do the traditional welcome, because the fight's just about to begin here. He's already saying he's never an underdog. Yo! Let me give some context here, because tonight we're bringing you the ultimate battle of the minds. I mean, two icons who didn't just represent their clubs, but they became the voices, the passion, the heartbeat of two South Africa's biggest football giants. From the Sea Robbers to the Glamour Boys, we've got the men who knew how to rally the faithful. I mean, they could pack the stadiums. They, you know, they build hype around every major final. First up, though, we got the charismatic voice of the mighty Buccaneers. I mean, the former Orlando Pirates public relations officer, the one and only Mickey Modisani, is here in studio. Unfortunately, Patko Mafani, yeah, His flight left him. Not sure if the ticket was legit, but yeah, he is somewhere in Gqeberha. I mean, he was the bridge, though, between the club as well as his beloved and devoted fans, the heartbeat of the communication system, and also the man who gave Orlando Pirates its voice. And from the gold and black of Nancherina, the man who embodied the spirit of Amakhosi, the former Kaizer Chiefs Piero Patko Mafani, as you've heard him, saying that he was never, ever an underdog. Hey, we are talking football fan engagement here. Those unforgettable rituals that turned into cup finals, into carnivals, not forgetting their dance moves. Hey, guys, I mean, do clubs still really need PROs today? I don't know. Looking at Twitter, a lot of you saying on that X platform, we miss them. That's all I'm picking up. So how did these two giants of communication make it happen and made it happen back in the days? We're going to find out tonight. We'll also have your involvement. Remember, this is an interactive show. Whether you're watching on the YouTube channel or you want to send us a WhatsApp voice note, 060-708-0484, 060-708-0484. Do that, not now. But right now, 011-883-8947 is the number to dial as well directly in studio. You've heard the voice of Patka Mofani, so he's definitely there. We haven't heard the voice of Mickey Modisani, though. Good to see you, sir. Welcome to studio.
Well, good evening, Rob, and also good evening to the listeners. Yeah. And also, I think for me, and I must give context, when I walked in here, I need to give a standing ovation to you guys. It's a pity that Mofani missed this moment.
Yes.
To walk in here, and there's this giant screen, and it has my face on it. And like, wow. And then there's another screen with another two pictures of myself. I'm like, wow. It's such a great honor.
How do you feel when you walk into
amazing.
Greatness?
Like I'm on a pedestal. Like I'm the, you know, I'm the mighty Buccaneer. You know what I'm saying? kind of gave me that wonderful feeling. But I must say on your intro, you know, just a quick one.
Yes, go ahead.
Mbesuma, where were you? Mbesuma, remember what happened on a Saturday?
When you reversed
at FNB.
It.
Mm. Yes, we reversed that. And then I
remind us.
Yes, we reversed that. We had Tonic Tshabalala.
Yes.
Who was there? Alongside Lucky Lekwati, they stopped Mbesuma. They stopped Mbesuma. And then on Monday, remember you called me? And he said, so in the absence of Mofani, Mickey, how do we put this now in context? I said to you, Mbesuma, where were you? Mbesuma, where were you? Agubamba, I'm a defender. Mbesuma, where were you? Yes!
Oh, Mofani, they are inflicting the wounds here, Mofsa.
So it was just an amazing feeling.
Yeah.
Yes, but I think also what is important, and I must also give it to Mofani, to Mputumi. Remember Mputumi launched me?
Yes.
Mputumi launched me.
Explain that, you know, though, because you know, people will be a bit surprised. How does a Kaizer Chiefs guy launch a Pirates guy?
Okay, so now I was at the, you know, South African Football Association.
Yes.
And after a series of interviews with the chairman, Dr. Ivan Khoza,
yeah,
I sat down with the chairman and his committee, including the late Zodwa, Dominic as well was there. We sat down and I was interviewed a couple of times. And you know, the chairman, what he then does, he does things in style.
Start from the beginning. If you don't know the story, let me do it for you. I'll do it for free.
Okay.
Can I
get version one?
Can I get my version? Then you can come with your version.
Mamela, what's happening is that Ipirates, when I joined Chiefs winter 1999, Ipirates has Thabiso Pakis as the PRO. And then when we get to the stadium, Soweto Derby, I mesmerize the entire stadium, including the Buccaneer faithfuls. And Thabiso is just wearing a rag, the blanket, he can't move. And then, Nini, Zodwa Khoza, the late, oh, may her beautiful soul rest in peace, she says to me, hey, Patko, you know what? I must get someone like you who can dance. I must get someone like you who can dance as well. Why went to my auditions and he got this one? He got me. And then we went to Mabato Stadium for the first leg of the Vodacom Challenge that particular year. And I grabbed the microphone and I said, Pagania! Pagania, here's your PRO. Shai Scoopla for DJ. I, Rob, I want to go to the Mabato Stadium. It was my first time seeing a black man that can dance like me. We danced together with Mickey, and it was as if we had been brothers for years.
Wow. That is magnanimous of you, Mr. Mofani. Do you agree with that version now, Mr. Modisani?
That version, I agree with it.
Yeah.
But he forgets the centerpiece.
Also, both of you have got a forgetful mind.
He forgets the centerpiece.
Okay.
I was dressed in a white suit.
A white suit?
A white suit.
Like the gentleman in Parliament.
Whoa! I was dressed in a white suit.
Yes.
being launched for the first time in a black shirt. Ah. And when I walked in there in the center, Patco didn't know what hit him. Like, he didn't know what hit him. I gave it all. You know what was interesting? Mm-hmm. He went on kwasa kwasa.
Yes.
I mean, Patco is the trademark kwasa kwasa is his thing.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, this one, this kwasa kwasa thing, I'm going to take it and put it on the side. I went in with my pantsula dance. I went into Trumpies. I brought in Alaska. And from there, I went international. Las Vegas, Los Angeles. I brought in Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson did you bring in?
Beat it.
Okay, just show us before we go to the break. Oh, just beat it. Beat it there for us. Beat it. Yeah, yeah.
Let me put this
no,
down.
Put the headphones down. You
know when I walked in there?
Yes.
I walked in there.
If you're new, you'll be watching this.
I did this.
Yes.
I did this.
Hmm.
I did this, and when I did the spin, Patco was down. I killed him. Remember, the only thing that Patco could do was. I still can do the chaga-chaga office.
Yeah.
You see, so that's how I mesmerized him. But the good thing about him, Mafani was so happy
yes.
to finally have someone
who could challenge
represent
him.
The Giants.
Who could challenge him?
Who definitely represent the Giants?
Who could challenge him?
I cannot put it like that.
Who could challenge him?
He said, I don't want to be like I'm a China, you know, my Japan, karate. They teach you to kick.
Oh.
Now you know to kick.
What you want to say? Hong Kong.
Hashtag MSW. Live. On 947. Vuma FM. Rise FM. And Soweto Live. At the same time. Hashtag MSW.
Good evening, Babu Madluphuthu. Good evening, Babu Madluphuthu. Hey. Uskumbuza. Hekdala, Malaysia's cut. We miss those guys. Our second PRO, there's no PRO like Patco Mafani. Besides, we go to Magzolali Chiefs and Pirates. The whole week from Monday up until Friday, we listen to the radio station. Then they'll entertain us. They'll give us whatever is going to happen in the stadium. Then Siaz Guti Zizobuya. But now there's no PRO. Yeah. Today you put a legend. Hey, Patco Mafani. Hey, yeah, ne. Gonna those days. Thanks, Marawa. Thank you. Mr. Matasede Lamin.
Hey Rob, it's Martin Pogge from Hammerskraal. I'd like to ask Mr. Mafani that will he consider going back to Kaizer Chiefs in the near future, considering that now there's Amapiano playing in this stadium, and then we miss that vibe where he will do his kwasa kwasa thing, and at least bring back that love and peace, and then entertain us again with his moves, and encourage the boys so that they can do well, because now they are really struggling.
I prop. I shall name now. Parco, Baugi. Ah, since the song and to my mail, the box is a base in film for 947. I call my course at a lashagelo.
Good evening, Robert Marawa. But please don't forget what happened after Patco sang that Mbesuma on a Monday. Muzzleman reminded him, Mbesuma, where were you? Mbesuma, where were you? So all I can tell Ubudiz, Patco Mafana, on Monday it will be the history repeating itself. Thank you, Robert. Tell us the bulletin came down.
Hi, Rob. This is Tom Yate from Eden. Greetings to you. And greetings to the most popular former public relations officers of two of South Africa's biggest giants in Kaizer Chiefs and Pirates. That is Nicky Modisani and the Patco Mafani. Rob, not taking away from these guys, man. I want to ask them two separate questions for Patco Mafani. What has Vina Maposa learned from you, and what do you think he should improve? And then same question to Mickey Modisani. We see Aussie Tandi Morave is doing a wonderful job at Orlando Pirates. What do you think she has learned from you, and what do you think she has to improve on? But generally, what has they learned from you, and what spice is missing from what you guys were doing? Thanks, Rob.
Robert, good evening. Good evening to the listeners. Robert, you've got great legends there. Mickey and Patko. Hey, I so wish those people can come back to Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs. We were entertained. It's a pity, Rob, I'm from Durban and you know the story. But those are great legends of football. Patko and Mickey, you guys, I salute you. Thank you very much.
You two are great, my friend. Patko Mafani as well as Mickey Morisani, my guests here tonight. If you're missing out on the action, please don't, because we've got the YouTube channel exactly for that. Chap, you know, you've heard the question going back and forth here. I'll ask Mickey about it in just a second as well. That, what are some of the lessons that were learned? What could be improved?
Well, look, Rob, for me, I think there's something in modern football that we're missing. How we can fuse social media as part of the PR work. Because social media should not replace public relations officers. And I strongly believe that, you know, with football, with religion, with politics in this country, you still need the interface of people that stand for the brand, that represent the brand. Part of what we did, Tina, at Kaizer Chiefs, and I think Mickey did this as well, we would travel around the country, opening branches, launching branches, teaching supporters about behavior, teaching supporters this, teaching supporters that. At the end of the month, all the branches would receive a love letter from Patko Mafani, updating them about what's going on in the camp. You know, players that are suspended, players that are injured, and all of that. And supporters you cannot do this without that interface, man. Today, imagine, Rob, if I were the PRO and I had a WhatsApp group of 330 branches around the country. Can you imagine? And making social media work for PROs, getting PROs to manipulate the opportunities that are there in social media. Can you imagine what we would be doing with TikTok today as PROs? Can you imagine what we would be doing in that entire space and having a dedicated PROs Facebook page? Sure. Can you imagine that? Now it baffles me that today's authorities in football do not see that. That worries me.
What do you make of the fact, and I'll say that to both of you, because we're going to get to a stage of how you guys would have handled the situation happening down in Durban or countrywide, because people are not just from Durban who are going to the game, but it's been this ticketing scenario of how you guys would have communicated that to your respective fans. Maybe let me start there. Anyway, I'll come back to my question to both of you. How, Mickey, I'll start with you here. We've had this since Monday. It's been a talk about the derby, but it's been a talk about tickets more than the derby. I would have loved to talk about football, but all Correct. We've had to do just to serve the public is to bring them the latest about all of these shenanigans that have been going on. How would you, as the two PROs, have handled it?
No, thanks, Rob. You know, trying to move away from issues that have controversy in them. But however, I think from our side, and Patko mentioned it, I'm glad that he said it. Remember a week before, and that's what I did. And there's one thing that the chairman allowed me to do. Dr. Khoza allowed me to take the players with. So players who are on injury, they were given to me to take them everywhere. If the team is playing in Durban, I could have been in Durban on Tuesday, and I could have been gone to all those branches. There's one thing that we did very well, the issue around the database. Now, the database, it becomes your primary key. Because then what happens is that then you have all your branches. Then you know you've got Hammanskraals, you've got Cape Town are coming, you've got everybody who's coming. This information filters down to the branches before it goes to the general public. Okay. Remember, the branches are also the public. But however, we give an opportunity to these ones who are faithfuls, to these ones that we don't want them to miss an opportunity to go see their team. So we give them an opportunity to say, the tickets are coming out. Please go buy tickets. So what they then do is that they go as branches, they buy their tickets. Half of the work is done. Now you have football, you know, faithfuls in the stadium. Now, it also drives also the creation and the increasing of your database. Because those ones who see that they are suddenly now being left behind to go battle for 10,000 tickets, now they want to be part of the 40,000. So what they then do is that they start belonging to branches. So when we get to those areas, for you to see these players, we want card-carrying members. Carry your card.
Yeah.
Carry your card to come in here and rub shoulders with Lakili Khwati or Benson Mhlongo or Terminator Mabalane, Tonic Tshabalala. You need to have your card. So you come in with your card. Now, our stakeholders, who are also our partners, they are also there. Number of incentives that we are giving out to try and bring in this excitement. So now also, what we also didn't take advantage of was the media. Every medium of instruction that is media related, we gave it the due respect it requires. From print to radio to TV. But we always made sure that we do the spade work. I'll leave it there for now. You know,
so no, I hear you in. Because yeah. I mean, I've been having a spate of, you know, journalists and people that usually go to the games and cover press conferences down in Durban, and they're saying that they don't have accreditation for the game this weekend. So how do they get left out in preference for the people who are coming from Johannesburg? So there's also that which becomes a problem, because outside of the derby, they go back. Let's say AmaZulu now going to be playing against Polokwane City, mm-hmm. and there's a fraction of the people that are going to be at the stadium. Those same journalists that are being not given accreditation now will be expected to go back to work. Mm-hmm. So there's a problem there. Patko, how would you have handled this week's drama?
The supporters' branches would have been a perfect vehicle. And I agree with Umiki. I would have been there as early as Monday, Tuesday, whatever. Umiki and I would have been there even much earlier, because he played Arrows this past weekend in Durban, which was quite strategic for Parik to do. But be there on the ground, and anything else that has to do with the purchase of tickets, that you encourage branches to participate in this, and that branches must own it, and by now, through effective communications with radio stations, should there be any feeling that the electronic suppliers of tickets are feeling the pressure, you communicate it immediately. So we are there. The PROs would be monitoring it with the with the channels that are selling tickets, and so that if there's any yellow or red light when it comes to the tickets, whether the tickets have been redeemed or not, or whether people have paid but they don't have them in the hand, effective communication then would warrant that the PROs would be on radio, all radio stations, every day, every hour, to make sure that supporters, consumers can move with the times and can understand the technological advances that are there now in so far as procuring a ticket. One of the key functions of PROs was consumer education. We spend a lot of time educating. Because yes. you cannot fold your arm and say they know enough. No, because technology keeps developing and developing, and so they cannot be left behind, because they are your number one stakeholder. So you needed to educate. By now, all we need to do now is to make sure that we can encourage people without a ticket, a sandling, to stay away. I am aware that people can even have electronic tickets. There's a lot of things that are not happening right, because fans are not educated, and it worries me. And when I thought of 11 April, and when I thought of even now, rumors that there are tickets that are sort of counterfeit, I get worried about that. And I would really love right now, while we are live on the Marawa, platform, to urge people without a due ticket to stay home and watch it on TV. We don't want to experience any negative things. All we want is celebrations at the end of the day, because one of the Soweto giants will celebrate. Those people must be afforded celebration without a but. There must not be a but. But Pirates are champions, okay, the Chiefs are champions, but...
If it was VAR, there would not be. But if it was this, if it was that. And I know both of you guys, and as I head to the break, were big supporters of card-carrying members. And I know that Mickey just mentioned it now. Patko, I know you would spread the word in the far-flung areas of Qumrha, Ngale, Ulundi, Ngale, whichever place it was around the country, was about card-carrying members who had a card-carrying number. So, yes, it is a topical issue right now, right? Cardinals, I believe, have chosen a new pope. But the whole reason why I mentioned the pope, the late Pope Francis, is that he was also a big football fan. Mm-hmm. And he was a card-carrying member of St. Lorenzo. His membership number was 88.
Kaiser Chiefs.
Kaiser Chiefs. And he was saying that...
Sorry, Rob, and you know the smoke is black and white. Hey?
Yeah, so
the black smoke came, and then the white smoke came. So that's Orlando Pirates, so it's black and white.
So we're going to have
So the Cardinals are Pirates people.
Okay, because of the black and white smoke. Okay, let me finalize and draft this point home. You know, using the late Pope Francis, is that at St. Lorenzo, he was a card-carrying member. His membership number was 88235. 88235. And the coincidence in this was huge because it coincides with his death at the age of 88 and the time of death of 235. He died at 02 hours 35 minutes. So, wow. Sometimes, you know, the things you receive are the things that really say goodbye to you at the end of your journey in life. The big question is, guys, I think we're in the throes of history. With the breaking news that's happening on our screens, Patko says he was a card-carrying member of Chiefs. Mickey says, remember, when there's a white smoke that comes out, it means it's a done deal. They've all chosen. It's unanimous.
Yes.
We will get the news. Will we get a result? Will Chiefs end 10 years of no trophy? Will Orlando Pirates get to the three-peat and keep the trophy to say goodbye to the Spanish guitar? Do I know? I don't.
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.
Mr. Mello and the team. Yes, I miss those PROs because they used to communicate the availability of players, but not anymore. Now we have to rely on coaches, which means that if a coach doesn't like you, he might say that you are injured. Whereas in the past, we used to rely on these PROs. They used to communicate with us. All the players were injured and the availability of players. David in Parkwood.
Mr. Rob, it's Sulfalang here, and good evening to the MSW shoulders. And good evening to the two former PROs, Mr. Patko Mafani and Mr. Mickey Modisane. I would just want to ask the two beloved Chiefs and Pirates PROs, respectively, if they can give us some form of prediction, who would be a pivotal player that could potentially win the game for either Chiefs or Pirates, for both of them, and who's going to get the job done? And which score is it going to go to extra time? I just want to find out, because listening to both of them on air at the same time, they're passionate about their teams. They are passionate about Chiefs and Pirates respectively. So I would want to find out from them. I just want to see something. Whom is going to be a pivotal player that is going to win the game for Chiefs or for Pirates, from both of them? That's what I want to find out from them. Great show as always. Thanks.
Philippalang, thank you so much indeed. You know, sparking so much intrigue as far as this conversation is concerned. Oh my goodness. You know, when you talk about being mesmerized by the voice notes that are coming in, all I can say is keep them flowing. The phone calls are coming through. Keep them flowing. I'll get to Hulufalang's question in a second. You know, when I get so involved in the conversation that, Richard, in Protea Glen, you'll have to forgive me, my friend, for making you hold. You've waited as long as it would take for a first half to be on.
Because I wanted to talk to my guys there. Let me decide. I wanted to talk to him.
Go ahead.
Good evening. How are you, Robert?
I'm fine, Baba. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you very much. Good evening, Mickey.
Ah, Paganiya, good evening, man. Good evening to you, man, and also the listeners. Sure, sure.
Yes, good evening, and that Padko on the other side. You mustn't say I'm checking out. Yeah, I'm a Paganiya for life. The thing that we are missing now is the spark, man. The Vavavum is no longer there about the derby. I mean, if it was that time when you guys went, while you were still there, everything was going to come to a standstill. You were going to eat, sleep. Everything was going to be about the derby. I'm feeling sorry for my son. I normally take him to the stadium. He's 12 years old. He doesn't know how he's missing, how we us in our youth, how we enjoyed the derby.
So and, how are you going to bridge that gap, though, to say, listen to these guys. These guys actually, from the days when, as Padko was giving the history, even the likes of Louis Chakwan handed over the legacy and said, here, take, don't copy, innovate, be yourself.
For now, what we do now, we're only doing the Facebook, we discuss, you know, the debates are all about the social media now, in the especially the Facebook. But another thing, what I want to highlight is the fact that I was lucky to meet Mickey Mdisane personally. If you still remember, I was said to be a DJ for Pirates during the games, and then he told me to bring the demo, which I did submit, but unfortunately it didn't materialize.
So you were the DJ for Orlando Pirates?
Yes, I wanted to be a DJ for Orlando Pirates, and he told me to bring the demo, which I did.
And did you make it?
No, unfortunately, he didn't materialize. It was the time he was leaving, so he left, and then I couldn't make it, unfortunately.
But I hope your dream of being a DJ outside of Orlando Pirates continued.
I'm a DJ. I'm a DJ.
Thank you, Paganiya.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you very much indeed. Yes. I mean, you reminisce, you go back, and some people are saying it's a throwback Thursday.
My goodness, Rob, you had to do a throwback Thursday by inviting the two legendary PROs. Thank you so much. Mickey, tell them that the reason Pirates is known as Happy People is because of you. You are Happy People, and Happy People is Mickey Mudisane. You made that our anthem, and we were loving it during the days of Costa Din Papage. Then, Babu Mafani, sir, I will never forget how well you handled the chaos that happened at Ellis Park Stadium during the Stampede. You will forever remain a legend in my books in how you helped facilitate and calm the crowd down that day. God bless you both. And Miki, ruina kapula ya buraru jwale, kapa coach Aruna Jose, Rimisa Spain, Nika Netbank ya buraru. Thank you.
Miki, holding an imaginary trophy there Rob in your hands. It's going to happen, though.
It's going to happen. You know, you've got, the Barke Kinyama 2000.
Yes.
His real name of a king. He's going to be there. You've got Patrick Maswangan. You know, let me tell you, when we went to the first derby, you know, history, it's in the past. When we went to that derby and Maswangan was part of the team that was not featured and was not even on the bench, you know, he was there. And I said, you see, it's going to demonstrate the depth that Orlando Pirates has. You know, the coach brought in other players, you know. But also remember, you've got the likes of Talent Mbata and them who are also there. You know, unfortunately, some of the players, now they are on suspension. Others are on injuries. But what I liked about our coach Rivero, he said, I've got depth, watch and see. I know that I am going to take out a hot one and bring in another hot one. Because the game of football, it does not have a therefore. Doesn't have a therefore.
But why does it sound like you're advertising chicken? A hot one, hot wings? I don't know what you're talking about. Paco Mafani, do you want to step in here? Because it looks like Mickey's swinging it in favor of Orlando Pirates here, regardless.
It's not, Rob, it's not going to be easy. Let me come in there and say, it's not, Paco, it's not going to be easy, my brother. It's not going to be easy because it's a derby. Derby, the past results have no bearing. And remember this one, we have a team that now I took it out of the top eight. We have a team that hasn't held a trophy. My child is now 10. He still hasn't seen that moment.
Hasn't seen Chiefs lift anything.
Hasn't seen them lift anything.
Okay, lift your voice, Padko, because that's one thing you can lift right now is your voice. So lift your voice in defense of Kaizer Chiefs.
Effect.
Okay, Vicky, you're going to close your mic.
Yeah,
No, Rob, truth be told, when I used to take a different view to Soweto derbies in the past. I used to believe that it didn't matter the recent results of Pirates, the recent results of Chiefs won, but when the two face each other, chances are they will be at their best because they know it's not only about themselves, it's about the country, it's about families, it's about friends, it's about, you know, that's what the Soweto Derby does. It divides, it even divides couples into two. It divides families, parliament, cabinet, shebeens, taverns, and everything. And all the other 14 clubs in the PSL also are divided into two. And SAFA also is divided into two. Newsroom Go 94.7 is divided into two. Everywhere. The whole of South Africa is divided into two. And that's how serious this is. And PROs are connectors of people. Remember football, more than the fact that football is about that little ball, that leather ball that they're kicking around and scoring. But in the bigger picture, football is about connecting people. People get connected. They get to know, appreciate one another. And that's what football does. And this is what we were championing. But Rob, let me say this in the Madiba style so that you can take me seriously.
Oh, please, please take us back because, you know, Mandela Day is around the corner, 18 July, his date of birth, and Patko Mafani, who makes sure that the legacy goes on and on and on. Let me keep quiet.
I have never felt like an underdog before. And this particular week, I somehow, for the very first time, feel like an underdog. And on paper, Orlando Pirates have got all the ingredients to come back with a trophy. That is what is expected, because I feel like an underdog. If Kaizer Chiefs bring back the trophy, that would be a miracle. It is like turning water into wine. I thank you.
Have you ever had wine, Madiba?
I always have water, not wine. I leave wine to Mickey.
Hi, Bo. Yes, yes, because it's synonymous with wine. It's synonymous with celebration. And that's why he's going to leave it to me. Because one thing that I can tell you, Ntate Mafani / Madiba, what I can tell you is that when my players walk in there, 11 of them, they are going to forget about what the media says. They're going to forget about who says what. They're going to focus on ensuring that when we walk out of that stadium from 3:30, by 6:00, the trophy, it is coming all the way to Orlando, where it's going to sit with the rest of the other trophies. You know, Rob.
No, Mafani,
this is not. Rob, can we have a timer here? Can I request for a timer? Because really,
what is the timer as an old person?
No. Timer is that thing that keeps the clock, man. Run the clock, something, man. Lay your jogger, like, bring it
so
here.
So you're accusing Patko of being a timer?
No, man. Madala. Okay, Madala.
No. I want to say something to your benefit, Miki Mamela. I'm going to say something to your benefit for free. You see, Orlando Pirates players are going to be more dangerous this weekend because they would also want to give Jose Riviero, a glorious send-off with the trophy. And that's what makes Kaizer Chiefs the underdogs. It does not, however, mean that miracles
correct.
Do not happen.
Correct. Not you only see? That. Not
so,
only
so that's
that.
Why, that's why I said I needed to say this in
okay.
your favor.
I'm so glad you said that. But remember, once I'm done with this, come Wednesday, I'm back home, and at home, I need the 3 points. I need the 9 points that are remaining in the last three games. Two at home, one is away. I'm closing with AmaZul. I need the 9 points because, you know, if wishes were horses, honestly, we need to end the season on a high note. We got disappointed by the pyramids, you know. Someone pulled a wreck on us when we played the last game at home that we lost. But all I'm saying to you, Ndatema Fani and Orlando Pirates fans right now, you see, when you go down to Moses Mabhida, and you need to listen to me and listen to me carefully.
We are listening.
If you're Orlando Pirates supporter and you value and love this brand, you love this skull and crossbone and its evolution, when you go down to Moses Mabhida and you don't have a ticket, or you have an illegitimate ticket, which means you bought your ticket on the back door, please don't try and do that. Because if you respect your team, you respect this brand, you will stay at home.
Your 30 seconds is up.
You can be six.
You asked for a timer. So timer, please. Okay. Mr. Mafani has a hand over to you for your 20 seconds. Uvuyo Ngakane, you know him. He used to be Schumacher, Pagui the Queen. He says, you know what, big love to Uput Patko for the work that he did at Kaizer Chiefs. Inspirational stuff, fan engagement, stadium buzz was at an all-time high. Your 20 seconds begins now.
Well, I just love to encourage those who do have tickets to arrive on time. One of the bad things with a derby is when kickoff is delayed. This can change. It surely can change, and it depends on each and every one of you that is listening now. If you don't have a ticket, stay home. The miracle can happen, but when it happens, it would mean that we go back to the drawing board still. Because there's a lot of
I need numbers, Patko. Give me a score as the referee blows the final whistle as a parting shot. Don't explain, just give me a score.
1-0 to Kaizer Chiefs.
Bye-bye. Mickey?
2 Orlando Pirates, 1 Kaizer Chiefs.
Sorry, what was that?
2 Orlando Pirates, 1 Kaizer Chiefs, 90 minutes, 4 minutes extra time added. That's it. Referee's optional time, 4 minutes.
I said don't explain.
Okay, sorry.
So take that back and give me a score.
I took it back. Okay. The score is Orlando Pirates 2, Kaizer Chiefs 1.
Bye-bye.
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.